From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmus, and here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, April 17th. Schools in the Denver area are closed today after authorities say a young woman made threats days before the 20th anniversary of the mass shooting at Columbine High School. FBI Special Agent Dean Phillips says 18-year-old Saul Paez flew to Denver and then bought a shotgun and ammunition.
Her actions that we have heard about from others tend to cause us great concern that she may pose a threat to a school, not necessarily Columbine. She has had an infatuation with Columbine and the perpetrators of Columbine. She's made comments to that effect, but she hasn't identified a specific threat to a specific school.
Neighbors in Surfside, Florida say Paez is a senior at Miami Beach High School. Fueled by a lattice of ancient timber, flames moved across Notre Dame's rooftop Monday toward the cathedral's Ionic spire. And investigators there today are reportedly focusing on the restoration work that was underway in that area at the time the flames broke out. Here's Vicki Barker.
Restorers of ancient buildings will tell you it's work that often involves bringing flammable solvents and electric wiring into contact with ancient tinder dry wood. That's what triggered the fire at Windsor Castle back in 1992, for instance. What a cruel irony that Notre Dame's restoration could have caused its near destruction. Vicki Barker, CBS News, Paris.
Southwest Airlines will cut back on flights at Pittsburgh International due to the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX. The Post-Gazette reports Southwest will temporarily drop a flight to Los Angeles and one to Cancun. Service to Las Vegas will be reduced to weekends only. Southwest sidelined 34 MAX 8 jets when the FAA grounded the airliner after fatal crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia. Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority customers in Millvale and northern neighborhoods are now receiving water with orthophosphate. It's a food-grade additive designed to form a protective layer inside service lines to prevent toxic lead from leaching into the water. Next on the orthophosphate schedule is Highland Park. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.